Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Hurricanes victorious yesterday over Ole Miss. They're going to the national championship. Oh, Jennifer's mad at my lighting.
She's blaming your hat. By the way, I got a question.
Yeah.
And somebody in the YouTube chat asked this question.
Mm-hmm.
How quick did you dry that hat after jumping into the pool?
I just left it out. I left it in my office. I left it out to dry. It was good in the morning. But I did wear it. I did wear it last night while I was on video for the recap that I did on YouTube. But so it was soaking wet there. But it was dry this morning. It's nice material. It dries quick. And look, people are happy that I stuck with the hat, because the hat was a very controversial thing yesterday.
Oh, Leroy, they were ripping it.
They were ripping my Canes hat. Yes, I got people ripping it or loving it. People were like, I need to order that hat, or people were like, that's the worst
hat I've
ever
seen.
Never
take it off.
And I'm like, now this is the hat run. It's like my camo hat for the Panthers run. That's my Panthers hat.
So you got to wear that hat every day?
No, just for the games. Just for the games.
Right.
Got to wear it for the games. But I was going to wear it today with my Vice shirt. I've got all kinds of birds. My daughter did not. She's like, what are you doing today? What are you wearing?
I mean, you do look like bootleg camo. Like, you look like a redneck who wanted to be a Canes fan.
I got to tell you guys, I like this Carson Beck fella. He can scoot.
I mean, it's really, like, I like the way people thought, or what people thought of Carson Beck after those two losses. And the way he just methodically just kept things moving and, you know, and kind of got that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to come through. See, that's what I like about sports.
That's like
when Malachi got the touchdown a couple of weeks ago.
After the fumble.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Like those, I like those things.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Big Bleep Buck, he says, you guys are so lucky that they didn't call that pass interference. Well, I guess I'll take luck then. Oh, well.
Listen, the official said it best. Mutual combat.
Mutual combat, dude. I love it.
And he said 99% of the time, they're not going to call passer interference on a Hail Mary.
If you guys are just tuning in, the Miami Dolphins making news today. They have hired John Eric Sullivan as their new general manager. He was the VP of player personnel with the Green Bay Packers. Here's a picture last night. I just saw this perusing Twitter. This was from Alex Diaz, MIA, on Twitter. And that is, in the background, Stephen Ross and Sullivan Eaton.
What restaurant is that?
It's
a lot of wine.
It looks like a Capital Grill.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll tell you what, though. Wherever Stephen
he
Ross...
He got a schnauzer on him.
Who? Sullivan?
Oh, my God.
Hey, he does.
I thought it was the third rail.
like, holy smoke. Oh, man.
He really is. Wherever Stephen Ross is, though, that Garfinkel, he's not far behind.
Dude. Nope.
Never lets him out of his sight.
Never.
Never, nope. Dude. He's sitting there, he goes.
But I think, would you say that he is, Garfinkel is probably the MVP of that organization if he's doing all the other stuff around the.
I mean,
know,
he's the
MVP, Hard Rock.
He's the MVP of making Stephen Ross a football fortune.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Stephen Ross is his MVP.
He's like, yeah. He goes, so, but I never, like, wherever Stephen Ross is, I don't think I've ever seen Garfinkel, like, 2 feet away from him. I think that's the furthest I've ever seen Garfinkel. I mean, he's like, all right. He's probably like, hey, Tom, give me a second here.
No, huh? I'll tell you when he steps away from him.
Hmm?
When he starts doing the waddle.
Yeah, he he back up a little bit.
Yeah, he backs up. He's like,
you think
he's gonna have me doing it too?
According to Diana Rossini, Troy Aikman, big advocate of John Eric Sullivan.
So all right. Look, I like Troy. Right?
Biggest supporter entering the process. That's what she said.
But I would say this. What role did he play in this?
Troy Aikman?
A lot.
What you just read.
Oh.
You heard him that Monday night game.
Laid the groundwork.
If you really want to think about it, because
he's the one that, why Mike McDaniel got up out of there?
He started the burial. Because he really did. He went in on him on that Monday night game.
And then we got the news about him, which gets out there that he's been with the team. And then, if he's this was his guy the whole time. Because, all of a sudden, maybe, you got to cover your bases. Maybe the guy's, a bad interview. Maybe his breath smells. Who knows? So you cover
If he's been with an organization for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to bet that he knows how to handle that interview situation.
Yeah, but what is it? Well, nobody wants to say this, right? Because we all... we all want this to work out.
Say it with your chest, baby. Say it with your chest.
I don't want to say it with my chest because it's going to get people mad at me.
Oh, say it with your chest.
You know who else was with an organization for 20 years and started in the scouting department and didn't work out so hot?
But not the same organization.
No, he's been with the Packers since he was 22.
Who was that guy?
Chris Greer.
That's right. What I'm saying. But that would be the equivalent to the Packers hiring Chris Greer. I mean, the Packers hiring John Eric. You see what I'm saying?
No, I get you. I'm just saying, just because you've been in a place for a long time doesn't mean you can run the show. Now, listen, he's thought of very positively. I'm not saying he's going to be Chris Greer. I'm just saying.
You always have to come back after you've made some ridiculous comment. You always have to come back and then, clarify. Just say it.
Are you excited that Mike McDaniel's going to take over in Cleveland?
What? See, now you just...
How would Socrates feel about that? Think about that.
You better not bring that nonsense up to Cleveland.
I'd love to put a muzzle on
him.
What do you mean he better not? He is who he is.
I'm happy and I'm sad.
I can't wait till the Cleveland people get after that.
Oh yeah. That's gonna go over well there.
That's gonna go over well because look. Midwest is all about their sports, right? They don't have other things and have sports on as their periphery.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, there's so many sports and so many things to do. And if you get tired of a football team, you could go to the beach, go boating, go play golf. You can do a whole bunch of other things. Cleveland in December, soon as the game over with on Sunday, you start packing for next Sunday's game.
It is an interesting thing with McDaniel, though, right? You get this news. He's got, 2 years left on his deal, so you don't need the money right now. But you want to get back into it. He's got – apparently the Commanders are going after him. He's got a relationship with Dan Quinn. Man Campbell wants him as his offensive coordinator.
Maybe he could teach – Man Campbell could teach him to be, a leader of men.
I feel like that's I don't know. But it'd be
them possums playing possum.
It literally feels like a buddy cop.
If Man Campbell, the first time Man Campbell yells and he just goes.
Point four, he said,
what would Socrates say? He said, give me my kneecap back because I just bit it off.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
Attaboy.
And then Mike McDaniel, what?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
One ass cheek and three toes?
I anticipated this question.
Hey.
That is going to be America's favorite buddy cop duo.
So, question. What type of coach would you like to see down here? Because as of right now, You probably only have six guys on your team that have the mentality of, say, a Dan Campbell, right? We know what they look like. We've seen them on the field. The other guys have a kind of different mentality. Now, I've always told you, like, football players have always grown up in football being physical. So the fact that you're telling me a football player can't be physical, I'm not buying it. But you might need to break some scar. You might need to rip through some scar tissue. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to see what kind of coach. Because if you think of McCarthy's probably on the same wavelength as Mike McDaniel. Like, he's not a yeller. He's not a guy, you know.
No, but he's got cachet. You got a championship, it gives you a little something, you know? Little something.
Yeah, but again, when you hire a coach, a lot of times they go opposite. Like, if you go with Mike McDaniel, the next coach going to be a hard ass.
Look, it does flip my thought of what they're going to do, because I got to be honest with you. Like, once the news of McDaniel hit and all the Harbaugh smoke yesterday and they had the other guy who worked with him, I was like, oh, this seems obvious. But if they're going the direction of this guy, well, he doesn't have any Harbaugh ties. It kind of feels like, well, Stephen Ross, and Omar's made this point, Stephen Ross likes hiring first-timers. He doesn't. Now, it may not be smart. Maybe the inexperience doesn't work, but that he likes giving guys their first opportunity. And why would it be surprising if they bring in this, you know, trusted guy from Green Bay and he's going to go with somebody that he trusts but doesn't have experience, unless LaFleur gets let go or McCarthy. But if he ends up going with a Campanelli or the defense core, Halfley is his name, you know, it's not going to be surprising. That's what the Dolphins have gone. That's been Stephen Ross's MO, is going with the first-time coach.
Now, based on, you know, Weaver on defense, would you be more inclined to bring in an offensive-minded coach and
keep Weaver?
Try to retain Weaver?
I don't know. I don't know if they will be able to. Weaver's got like 3 interviews. So right. I don't know. I would imagine that's probably going to be up to Anthony Weaver, because it kind of feels like he can pick his own path if he wants to. I mean, how does it work with your contract? If your head coach is fired, are you free to go, or are you still with the Dolphins?
Your contract is with the Dolphins, but I think you are – it's up to the new coach when they come in.
Okay.
They can't just
he can't go – he gets permission to do the head coaching thing, obviously.
Once the coach is fired, I think all the coaches are free to do whatever they want.
Okay. I didn't know. But he already had them lined up even before McDaniel was McDaniel was let go.
Right.
So.
And again, a lot of the sneaky stuff that happens with coaches is it's very easy to get a coach from another coaching staff. All you have to do is give him a higher title. So an offensive coordinator becomes an assistant head coach.
I just think,
even though he's doing the same thing.
Look, even if they don't get Harbaugh, I think it's the right decision to move on from McDaniel. I just think that it's just got too much baggage with what this era was, and it's too tied to the quarterback, and it's too tied to Chris Greer. It was fun. There were fun moments, but it wasn't good enough. And I do think that there's something to just starting fresh, because they haven't done that in Ross's ownership.
Can I just say this? You're a guy that's all about fun.
Yeah.
So this sounds like you are getting away from that to build some consistency, which I appreciate.
I wouldn't mind the profane coach from Jacksonville. I would like that. I wouldn't mind a character.
You know, but that's not here. You know what you need to go through this process? You almost need a subdued coach. You need a coach that understands the situation, is not going to be a hothead about it. And so from that standpoint, you need a coach to understand the process that you're going to have to go through. If you get a hothead, they want to win right away, and they don't care that your team's not good enough.
Yeah, that is fair. Silly Sauce 778 says, is Tobin maturing?
No. He accidentally. That was an accidental slippage. Like, don't worry. As soon as football season starts, and soon as, like, I hope all the fans are understanding that this is a process that's going to take, you know, a couple of years, especially if this guy builds through the draft. That means he's going to trade a lot of guys, get additional draft picks. Then you're going to have young players playing again. It's just going to be a whole process. So I really hope that people are patient, and the answer to me better not be, oh, we've been patient for 25 years. No, you haven't had results in 25 years. You haven't been patient. So stop with that. But this is going to require some, especially when you hire a guy that says we like to build through the draft. That means a lot of guys going to get traded for assets and draft picks.
Respectfully, again, and I have nothing against this John Eric Sullivan, because I'm seeing these on Twitter. Listen to his philosophy. And his philosophy is like, what GM's philosophy isn't to build through the draft? That's how you get your roster. You're either good at it or you're not.
Wasn't. The GM for the last few years wasn't.
Because he sucked at it. He was terrible at picking players.
He was old Mr. F them picks.
Because he was bad at picking players. So he's like, you know what's good? Trading for players, we know they're good. The only problem with him was, well, there were a lot of problems with him. But one of the big problems with him was he didn't care if they had an injury pass. He's like, football's 100% injury sport.
That right there.
I was like, what?
Of all the things that I would say I've had the single-handed biggest problem with Chris Greer, it's the fact that a guy that's been around football that much says that about injuries. That don't mean you go give a broke-down player $10 million. Because if hopefully he'll turn it around, who's the wide receiver they signed never played because he got hurt right away? Or came
Which
in hurt?
Which one? Will Fuller? Odell Fuller. Beckham Jr.?
Will Fuller got $10 million.
Cedric Wilson. Like, he did that multiple times.
Right.
That was his thing, dude. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.